Welcome to the Psychic Coffee Shop. I'm Mason Knight, and of course, with me the most is one of the sexiest men alive, and my lovely, lovely partner, Techie Joe. How are you, darling?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you today?
Evil, put together, very hyper, you know, all the trouble words you need to be listening for.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. There we go. I don't know. Some days are just like that, aren't they?
They are. And then, you know, I just, you know, it's the season. That's the best way I can put it is it's the season. But everything is going well.
It is. And it's kind of one of those points in the year you kind of do have to be on your game.
Mm-hmm.
Have that energy up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. But we did get some bad news out of Texas, which we've talked about this person before on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for his ministry to begin with.
No. Doesn't mean this is what you would ever want for, or it's not even something you can... It's definitely not a feel-good article.
Right.
Like, it, as much as you can dislike him, right. It's not a feel-good article.
Right.
If anything, it's at best, mm-hmm. Now you do you see what we're talking about?
Yeah.
And that, like, this is a really scary situation and shouldn't occur.
Mm-hmm.
Any more at churches than it should schools.
Right.
So a mother entered Joel Olstein's megachurch with her son and opened fire. The boy is now fighting for his life. One of America's largest Christian churches became the scene of a crime when a woman entered armed with an AR-15 rifle and her 7-year-old son and began shooting. Oh, so this was just about, what, an hour ago?
No, this was Sunday morning.
Oh, this was Sunday morning. Okay, because it's still calling itself an hour ago.
Right. Well, that's when the article came out.
Ah, there we go. So Lakewood Church, home to famed pastor Joel Olstein's congregation, draws more than 45,000 worshipers through its doors each week. It's one of the United States' largest Christian churches, seating around 16,000 congregants in the vast auditorium at any given time. Now, it's also a crime scene after it became the site of a terrifying shooting over the weekend. On Sunday, February 11th, worshipers were preparing to go into its Spanish-speaking service when a woman with her 7-year-old son entered the church. She was armed with an AR-15 rifle and started shooting. The following day, police identified the shooter as Janice Yvonne Moreno, a 36-year-old woman who allegedly carried out the attack using an assault-style rifle with the word Palestine across it. Two off-duty officers confronted Moreno in the hallway just as she entered the church, and she was killed in an exchange of gunfire. The young child, who police have confirmed is the woman's 7-year-old son, was injured in the melee when he was struck in the head by a bullet. He remains in critical condition in hospital. A 57-year-old man was also injured when he was shot in the leg, but has since been released from the hospital. It's unfortunate that on a day we want to attend church and watch America's number one sports event, we find ourselves gathered here to respond to this tragedy, Houston Mayor John Whitmire said after the incident. While officials said the situation could have been a lot worse, The incident has left churchgoers in the community reeling, with many now praying that the young boy pulls through. As the investigation continues, Houston authorities are trying to uncover what motivated the woman to bring a gun into the place of worship and carry out the attack. Here's what we know about the Houston Lakewood Church shooting. Chief Troy Fenner with the Houston Police Department told reporters at a news conference on Monday that around 1:53 p.m. on Sunday, Moreno, armed with a long rifle, got out of her white vehicle and entered the west side of the mega church. She was dressed in a trench coat and a backpack and was accompanied by her 7-year-old son. Police said that she is believed to have pointed her weapon at a security guard to get into the building. Once inside, she began shooting in the hallway of the church, firing off multiple rounds. Two of the officers, one a Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission agent and the other a Houston police officer, engaged and struck the woman. She was pronounced dead on the scene. During what Mr. Hassig described as a gun battle, the boy suffered a gunshot wound to the head. He was taken to hospital where he's fighting for his life in good condition. So, that's basically what we were talking about earlier.
Right. Now, what gets me and what aggravates me, Olstein's comment. We don't understand why these things happen, but we know God is in control. The only thing he missed was the thoughts and pairs. Why does this happen? Because you continue to rally your hundreds of people. Currently, you're got, 4.1 million followers on Twitter to suppress gun control, to suppress arms of war control. We're not talking about muskets and 45s. We are talking about AR-15s, assault rifles, automatic weapons that have unlimited capacity.
Oh, well, I think while that comment by Olstein is horrific, or just kind of to be expected, really, but still horrific. But apparently, there's a few different things going on. So Marino used several aliases, including both male and female names. However, all the investigation to this point, she has been identified the entire time as female, police said. One such alias is Jeffrey Escalante, NBC News reported. Marino had a lengthy criminal record with previous arrests, including for assault, marijuana possession, forgery, theft, evading, and unlawful carrying of a weapon, according to the outlet. Questions are now being asked as to how she was able to legally purchase a firearm as recently as December, particularly due to her history of mental health concerns. So on Sunday night, officials, including the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, searched a home connected to Moreno in Conroe, Texas. The home is about 50 minutes north of Lakewood Church. Evidence was collected from the property.
How?
Jesus. Oh, hey, Mika. Hey, Brenda.
The other tone death is, of course, Abbott Labatt, who said, "Our hearts go out to those impacted in today's tragic shooting and the entire Lakewood Church and community in Houston. Peace, a place of worship is so sacred." Then he added, he offered his full support to bring justice to the criminal who committed this horrendous act. Did you miss? They shot her on sight, Abbott.
Yeah. Apparently, there were some miscommunications about the incident, is what I'm gathering, because Olstein was talking about the 5-year-old boy. So apparently there was some. It sounds like they did some quick. Right. Dissemination of early information, and that's what stuck for both Olstein and Abbott. Was some detail sketchiness.
Right.
So, yeah, because it sounds like there was a point when they weren't sure. If she was, if there was someone else, I don't know.
Right.
It's kind of weird. Oh, she's, Chief Fenner said that the woman was also spraying some type of substance on the ground. It's not clear what the substance is, mm-hmm. but officials reassured the public on Monday that tests had been carried out, which confirmed there was no risk of exposure to any chemical.
It's probably bleach. Lord knows that grounds needs it.
Oh, and then she had also threatened that she had a bomb. So it sounds like she was making a lot of this. Hmm?
Curious for rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, the fact that... I mean, not that this isn't one of those moments where there's so many issues.
Mm-hmm.
One doesn't know where to start. Well, I definitely don't want to sound like I'm encouraging people to go do this because I'm not.
Right.
For the love of all things holy, if you are going to go do this, please leave, find a friend, a grandmother, someone to watch your child while you go do it.
Please, like, don't go do it. Please turn in your AR-15s and take a stand, because they'll stop producing when people stop buying them.
Well, that's fair enough, but I'm just sitting here with the, like, I really don't want anyone to go do this anywhere, anytime, for any reason. But good grief, if you're gonna go do that, why mm-hmm. do you take your child?
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't you have left him in the car? I mean, he's 7. Give him a tablet.
I'm quite sure they have a lovely daycare there.
I mean, something.
You know what gets me worse and just boils my butter?
Yeah.
All saints, stay in your religion. Stop using the stuff that we have said for fucking centuries to do to bolster your shit. Write the vision. Make it clear so that it can be read on the run. When you write it down, you give it permission to come to pass.
I think the other thing I'm having issues with,
right.
So officials praised the valor and heroism of the two officers who shot the suspect dead, saying that more lives would have been lost if it weren't for them. What happened, quote, what happened yesterday was the personification of heroism and valor, said Kevin Lilly, chairman of TABC, adding that the two off-duty officers, quote, held ground in the face of a rifle pointing at them at point-blank range.
Right.
God, the Second Amendment nut dog whistle on that.
Right.
Jesus. Do you know what they just did? They sold more concealed guns. That's what mm-hmm. they just did.
Right.
Because more guns are going to make the situation better.
No. It isn't. Trained gun owners that are sane, that are responsible, that are knowledgeable of their weapon, that are built and training the people around them about gun safety. That's what changes this.
Oh, some additional metadata from Brenda, though. She at the beginning of the story, she was saying, it was sad. I couldn't believe that smile he, Olstein, had while giving the interview about how upset they were. Brenda, I'm just going to say, I think that man's had enough surgery. That may be the only face he makes.
Well, I'm going to say this. People aren't going to like it. She has 11,000 followers. Well, he's a fucking narcissist. Of course he's going to smile. He's thinking of the number of books he's going to sell.
But she also points out, plus since she used a male alias at times, they were trans blaming at first.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah. Like they're like, going to do anything to deflect from what their already actions are.
Yeah. Well, and more so jumping to conclusions beforehand.
Right.
I mean, cause this, it's going to take a little time to sort all this out. And try to even guesstimate what caused this. Because this doesn't look like it was an entirely ordered action.
Right.
Which speaks heavily to mental health issues.
Right.
That this was kind of the, like, for as bad as it was.
Right.
I do think there is a lot of truth in this could have been a lot worse had she arrived middle of either service, not as the services were changing.
Right.
There is that. So it doesn't look like this was a well-planned, well-researched event.
No.
Which does speak heavily towards this. This was an outburst event.
And he's frozen again. One of his notifications just went off. He'll be back in a minute.
Even if.
You're back.
Okay. But now it speaks heavily towards this being a disorganized event. Even if she was, you know, coherent enough to go purchase a gun, show up, get there, do that. No, we don't know what's freezing me. He's just making commentary on what he thinks it is. Because I didn't have any notifications when that occurred. So, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So, moving on.
Yes.
Yes. Prince William finally breaks the silence for the 13-minute meeting Harry flew from California to London for 13 minutes.
Oh, dear. So, yeah. Interesting. Prince William is said to be upset over his estranged brother Prince Harry's visit to Britain and meeting their ailing father, King Charles. Ailing father?
Yeah, he's been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh. Sorry, I missed some stories here, apparently. King Charles in London. Royal expert Ingrid Seward has disclosed the reaction of the future king over Harry's brief visit. Speaking to The Sun, per the New York Post, Seward claimed, William would be upset that Harry yet again has chosen to make this visit to see his father a PR opportunity. She went on saying the Prince of Wales must be privately furious that Harry used his trip as an opportunity to announce his arrival and expect to see William. Ingrid Seward also reflected on possible reconciliation between the royal brothers, saying, as far as William is concerned, he has absolutely no interest in speaking to Harry until Harry behaves like a gentleman and apologizes for the years of rudeness and slurs he has aimed at William and the Princess of Wales. Prince Harry briefly visited UK to see King Charles after his cancer diagnosis. However, he did not meet William and Kate Middleton, who is also recuperating from abdominal surgery. Meanwhile, insiders close to the Duke of Sussex have claimed that Harry had said he would have gladly accepted a chance to see his brother. However, that opportunity did not arise.
Oh. To get it. Like, when is he going to get it? When he stops this shit, when he starts acting like his mother would want him to, and being proper. And you don't just fly into the house, to London, expecting that the gates are going to open up to you after you've done slandered them on a podcast. You've done been known for sucky work ethic. You've done two documentaries of lies, and you wrote a book. And you exposed private details. Somehow it appeared in the Dutch copy, but not into the English copy. Name the people that was trying to figure out, so what's the child going to look like? I wonder if he'll have Harry's nose or her nose. This is common conversation.
It's definitely not that I don't understand the official royal position there. Honestly, I think Harry is everything Harry can possibly be. You know what I mean? I don't think he's inherently a horrible person. I really don't. I think he has limited, he's limited.
Well, I think that he is holding up to his... I noticed in the royals, there's a pattern of behavior. If we look at, Queen Elizabeth and Princess Margaret. Princess Margaret was a wild child, but she kept her shit in line. We go back another level to King George, his brother that advocated to go run off with a divorcee and create scandal. But at that time, there was enough respect, and there is still respect in England, for the monarchy to keep the shit under wraps.
Again, I just think he's the least royal. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it makes you know what I mean? I think he's in the mindset boat of, I didn't ask for this, I didn't want this, I didn't, you know what I mean? This was the unfortunate situation I was born into, and I choose not to play the game.
It's fine. Don't play the game. But don't go dishing dirt. Don't go being an asshole. Don't go making money off of it. I think it's really just total shameful of the fact.
I mean, are monarchies really going to keep being what they've been, though?
I think so.
I don't know. I think... Because you're sitting here and you're putting this kind of... Or putting words into his mother's mouth. And I just kind of have to say, really?
Yeah.
Diana, you're going to throw those words in her mouth?
Yeah, I'm going to throw them in her mouth.
I mean, she disrupted a lot of shit.
Well, she did, but she disrupted it because of the situation she was in. You did not see her writing a tell-all book about the threesome that went on for all of her marriage.
She did an interview about it, basically, didn't she?
She did an interview. She didn't do a book. She didn't release her private conversations with the Queen. She did not fly from Canada, back to, England to spend 13 minutes in a conversation and appear up at the palace pounding on the door to talk to Queen Elizabeth. Or to talk to Princess Margaret.
Well, I mean, granted, that was... I mean, the Queen was in great health. like she had many years of great health after that divorce and everything that came after.
I mean, let's look at Lady Fergie.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how she's handled it. Let's look at his grand uncle. He went to France and shut his mouth.
Well, I get that. But, I mean, again, I'm kind of looking at it as, like, Diana came in and she was sensational for the fact that she did not follow all of the proper etiquettes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything she did got dinged. And still, she knowingly went on to continue to just dip and ding.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to get under everyone's skin.
Just enough to collect news, not to collect her purse.
Well, but I'm sitting here going, but then you come along, but then to have, you know, fully adult Harry, who, like, yeah, he's definitely a bull in a china shop. Like, you gotta give him that. He is totally not respecting any of the protocols whatsoever. Just
doesn't. Well, I think a lot of that comes up with that cow he married.
Ooh. Well, he may have married, you know, like finds like sometimes. Yeah. I'm just saying. He kind of was always a little bit on the outside, and it's only gotten worse the older he's gotten.
Mm-hmm. But no, that's the one I think is, you know, leaking crap to the press, leaking private conversations, doing anything she can to gain fucking spotlight.
Oh, you're basically saying she's edging, like egging him on.
Well, not only egging him on, but
I think that's fair. I think that's fair, but I think you can't deny that Harry is his mother's child, and wow, what a wild child. Like, every bit his mother, like, the kids almost broke down on lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, Harry is his mother's child, William is his father's child. And there's not a whole lot there.
Mm-hmm.
That like there's little moments that you see a little bit,
right?
A little bit, but for the most part, it's pretty much like one was one parent's child, one was the other parent's child, and probably I'm gonna say what's gonna end up being the worst of both.
Mm-hmm.
Like Diana at least had some class about what she was doing. Harry is a bull in a china shop.
Well, he's more than a bull in a china shop. He's trying to shop stories. He's shopping bullshit. He's doing PR stunts. Mm-hmm. Just to collect money. Just to try to get interest in a book that has failed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't number one bestseller. Michelle Obama's second book, which isn't my favorite of her writings, she's done much better public speaking, is outsold him. In a heart.
Brenda says someone's nanny spoiled them way too much.
Someone's nanny needed to remember spare the rod and spoil the child a lot more often.
Yeah, but their mom died.
And
I'm just saying,
pull your shit together. You have a job to do.
I don't know. It's I don't think the I just kind of keep feeling like royalty as we know it is kind of going the way of the dodo. That this button down,
no.
Form fit royalty is pretty much crashing.
I don't think so.
I think we're moving into a new era of the more. I think we're moving into an era of a new royalty that's a little more suburbanite.
Well, I think we're moving into a more open, you know, meeting with the people royalty, but we can see it in American politics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. we can see it as soon as a scandal breaks, we're all covering it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, as far as the cow, it's like when you got into a relationship with me, you knew that that was also a job. And you adapted and made it yourself.
I don't know. I think from time immemorial, from the beginning of royalty, we've had people right. in those families that have been like, I don't want it.
Right.
I mean, it's a very old story right. of the royal who doesn't want to be royal.
Right. And that's where you do things like Princess Anne's children have done. You go and get respectable careers. You keep your shit out of the tabloids and you smile.
Yeah, but even then, we've also had royalty that was probably as unroyal and uncouth as possible because fuck it, they're king.
Right.
We've had that as well. I think this is just like the two meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a unique situation, especially in the 21st century with so much social media and so much communication and visibility that we now have a royal that can be both uncouth.
Right.
And not want it. But anyway, so Mika says, I haven't heard that in forever. Spare the rod, spoil the child. My grandmother used to use switches from a tree. We had to pick our own. The thicker, the better.
Mm-hmm. That's where it comes from.
Well, there you go. But no, I don't know. I think this is the dawning new era that we're going to start seeing a more suburbanite kind of get show royalty. And I think he's paving the way. I think he's paved the way for that.
I think the only thing he's paved the way for is the poorhouse.
Possibly.
Nobody wants a drunk royal showing up to cut a ribbon.
That's kind of fun.
No.
The spectacle, man. Go for the spectacle.
Yeah, no. All right. So apparently dating apps is the new...
The dating app paradox, why dating apps may be worse than ever. So over the last couple of years, dating app companies like Match Group and Bumble have learned that, like love, their business is a battlefield. Their stock prices are on the rocks, their investors are heartbroken, they're getting ghosted by users and failing to woo Generation Z. It's no wonder why the CEOs of both companies have recently resigned. Lost love in the crowded dating app market is nothing new. One moment a dating app might be hot and heavy with consumers, but the next they're getting dumped. Match Group has tried to overcome this problem by incubating new dating apps and more aggressively acquiring rival ones. Originally just associated with the dating site Match.com, Match Group now oversees a sprawling dating empire of at least 45 dating apps, including Tinder, OkCupid, Hinge, and The League. Before we dive deeper into their problems, it's worth saying that dating apps have helped many people find love. According to a survey of Americans by Pew Research Center published last year, 1 in 10 partnered adults, meaning those who are married, living with a partner, or in a committed romantic relationship, met their current significant other through a dating site or app. But there's an awkward tension at the heart of the dating app business model. They are for-profit tech companies that want to attract as many users as possible and inevitably make money from them. But at the same time, true success for their users, at least for the large population looking for more than just hookups, means that they find love and get off the apps. For each successful match, the dating app loses not just one, but
two customers. And this commonly happens. Here's why. It's not only a failed thing. They're losing them because people are tired of them.
Here's the thing. there once upon a, I think you almost have to back up to the beginning of dating apps and dating online and the whole world of online dating that once was. In the beginning, it attracted a group of people that originally described as crazy and desperate by their friends, family, and anyone who knew them, were people of a certain mindset who saw the ability to go to a website, look at the at people available, and choose people you're interested in to try to date as a wonderful convenience. You know, right? Sorted by geographical location. And I think it worked really well in the beginning. I think you had a high likelihood of success in the beginning because there was still a low number of total people and there was enough similar mindset.
Well, see, here's the problem with all of them.
Okay.
They've lost the show, the social component. Because like Out.com, Gay.com, they all had chat rooms. They, you know, you went in, you chatted, you communicated, you hit it off, but you also may make friends.
Right. So there was definitely that portion of it. But I think when you flash forward to what dating apps have become and the fact that they have become mainstream, and everyone is there, and there's not, and there's this kind of broken FOMO problem going on.
Right.
So it's the idea that you're we're gonna have like distinct dating platforms kind of fell apart.
Right.
Because there was this fear of missing out. What if he's on one app and I'm on another? So now everyone signs up for everything. Or at least they did for a while until it was like, Jesus Christ, how many of these are there going to be?
28.
Apparently 45 now. And counting. Exactly, that's just one company. That's just what Match.com owns. Or right. Match Group owns is 45.
Right.
There's more. But wait, there's more. But no, and now it's started to become the sea of endless scrolling.
Right.
Because you have too many options.
Right.
You have an impossible number of options to choose from. And there's no telling what mindset.
Right.
Are they looking for a hookup? Are they looking for love? What are what specifically are they looking for? Meanwhile, the more people we've added, the more we've had to self-limit.
Right.
Which is sometimes people don't know what they want as well as they think they do.
Right.
Because what we end up often seeing are the more criterion you can select on, the smaller you yourself end up making your dating pool, but the more people you exclude that you may not realize you're also interested
in. Right.
And therein lies the problem, because I've known people that online dated, tried to online date, could not online date to save their lives, randomly meet someone. And I actually had to ask at one point is, how different are they than your criterion?
Right.
And they're like, a little bit.
Or vastly.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, as in, like, I've known people that were determined they were going to marry someone tall. Like, must be 6 foot tall. Oh, yeah, then call your favorite psychic. Different dating app, but, you know. But yeah, definitely. Call your favorite psychic. But no, there comes this whole problem of we end up not knowing truthfully. Like we have a dream partner. You know, sometimes you gotta let that wiggle a little. You're not gonna get everything you want, but on an app. that's really hard to do.
Right.
Because you're not going to meet people enough.
Right.
You can't leave all the criterion wide open all the time.
Right. And then you
that's just too many people.
Right. And then you have what I call the I can't say hi bullshit. If you see them, like them, hit the fire button, something like that, whatever, make attention to yourself. Secondly, then you have all the frogs, and believe me, there are a ton of them on every freaking app. Every one. You go and join a new one, and they're there, and they ping the hell out of you, and it's like, psycho, get lost. Wolfie, you're an idiot. Go away.
Well, but there's also the reality of in a field this big,
mm-hmm.
people really feel like one of two things happen. You get the ultimate in wallflowers that just, they're not just blending with wallpaper. They fell through the wall.
Right.
Then you've got the people that are like, this is a busy field.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very busy, busy space.
Mm-hmm.
And anything you can do to be like, just a hair taller,
mm-hmm.
just an ounce bigger, just a little more noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like high school to orders of magnitude.
Right. But go back, use your memory.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, gay.com gave everyone a chance to talk. Everyone got used to conversation. So of course, you had a lot of the ALs that, you know, ASLs, cute,
yeah.
But you got to know people in a conversation, and there was more interaction. I'm quite sure there was more long-term relationships made off that site versus Grindr.
And there's also the reality you ended up knowing people by their personality,
right,
and screen names,
right.
So there's only so much you can fit in, I think it was like 20 characters.
Right.
Something like that for a screen name. There's only so memorable you can be in a screen name.
Right.
So you got to get creative. And then, typically you want to give away some of who you are in that.
Mm-hmm.
So that you know, people at least have something to work mm-hmm. with. As they're getting to know you, or at least seeing you post in chat rooms.
Right.
Before they ever hit your profile.
Right.
Like, that is definitely the bass awkward part of dating apps.
Right.
Is we went from having conversations in rooms and direct messages
mm-hmm.
and having to opt to see a profile.
Right.
After the conversation.
Right.
To being almost immediately presented with this idea that, like, shuffle them like a deck of Pokemon, man. You got to get through this list.
Or catch them all.
Or catch them all. But no, I do think it ended up, though, back then, oddly meaning that, like, I went on some dates, man. Like, that were, you know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about, like, the kind of date where you just sit there for a minute going, I don't know that this was a good idea or a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm in danger, per se.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't feel like I really want to go anywhere with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not because I fear for my life, but because I think if we talked a little bit longer, I might not have come out tonight.
Right.
Because this just not hitting me the same as the chat did.
Right.
And I think it was because we didn't talk long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think 5 more minutes would have cleared this one. Like, I would have had a free evening.
See, I don't know. I had fun.
Okay.
Like, wild conversations, great conversations, debating conversations, And people I still talk to today that have moved from gay.com to MySpace to Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it's still like, so you and that blonde still together? Yeah, we've been together 20 years now. And I'm like, cool. So what's going on? You know?
Yeah.
You know, but those are conversations that still continue and still grow. That's the problem with the dating apps. They went to this shuffle them up and choose a date.
Well, yeah, effectively we move from community to competition.
Right.
Like, that's it. It's just one endless competition.
Right. And it's the same fish in the same small pond, and all of them are idiots.
Promise. Well, I mean, because there's a certain level of how do you treat others. Right. Like, that was the weird thing you kind of got on, like, chat sites.
Right.
Is, like, an understanding of, like, who people are.
Right.
Like, you had people that came into rooms and were loud and obnoxious and just, you know, hey, who wants to see my dick?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that appealed to some people, and off they went.
Right.
And other people were like, no, thank you, that's rude.
And other people are like, sorry, I don't feel like using the magnifying function tonight.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
But the bigger point being, you got to see, like, how people acted inside of a community before.
Right.
Like, you typically ended up in a private conversation with them.
Right.
You know, and additionally, if you were dealing with someone that you hadn't seen around, you had an opportunity to, you know, pretty quickly you'd made a couple of friends at least.
Mm-hmm.
That you could message and be like, who's this blah, blah, blah person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, here's the screen name.
Right.
And if, you know, if you go through that little list of friends that you've made and everyone's like, I don't know who the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm.
You probably didn't waste time talking to them. Like, right. I'm going to let you ride over here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you sit in my DMs.
Right.
You can sit there.
Right.
Because I don't have enough context for you.
Exactly. And there, like, was a little bit more of a vetting process, and the ones that didn't work for anyone was gone. That's the other problem with the dating apps. One, they don't have unlimited block. We need unlimited block. Mm. Point blank.
So yeah, that was kind of a malfunction of design.
Right.
I have to say, that's definitely a malfunction of design. Like, limited block list, really?
Really?
Ooh. Granted, like, again, when we were talking about more chat room-based communal space,
mm-hmm.
You kind of, like, one, you had to ask permission.
Right.
Like, talk about the age of consent.
Mm-hmm.
In an age of, like, non-consensual. But you actually asked people permission. Like, can I send you a message? Because it was rude.
Yeah.
It was rude to just message someone and be like, hi, how's it going?
Right.
Because it was rude.
Exactly.
Like, so you usually had at least, like, a community space awareness,
mm-hmm.
that, like, you did community things.
Right.
Like, you could at least follow some basic rules, right. in a social setting.
Right.
Like, you could understand,
right.
That, like, certain things were inappropriate and you probably shouldn't do those.
Right.
You knew to ask for permission before you messaged people, mm-hmm. because that was rude and more likely to get you blocked than get, right. you laid. And you kind of got a little bit of a social, rating on that.
Right.
Like, you had other people you could talk to, and you would have people that, like, did a community service from hell. Because sometimes people would come into a room and start talking, and you'd have someone else go, shut the fuck up and sit down. We've already, right. told you.
Right.
We don't want you here.
Right.
Which sounds rude, but was usually your first indicator, this person doesn't play by the rules.
Right.
And I don't mean that big giant book that was really popular in the 90s. I'm just talking by like the basic concepts,
right,
of social interaction in a chat room. Like, if you can't pull that off,
right,
do you want to go on a date with this person? Do you want to go over to this person's house? Like, screw it. We'll be real on gay.com. That's usually where a lot of this ended up.
Yeah.
Like, do you know, like, and sometimes you'd have people that were, this is questionable. Or people that in general will live at a level of, like, everyone is suspect.
Mm-hmm.
So you would meet up in public first, and like, can you do the basics of being an adult in public?
Exactly.
Can you do that?
Exactly. I don't know. I think we might go back to matchmakers. If so, I'm opening up a new website.
I kind of expect that, like, our next on dating is going to be what we just described, is we're going to go backwards.
All right.
Like, we are sincerely going to go backwards.
Right.
And if we can overcome the bot problem.
Right.
Because that has been probably the biggest plague that we didn't have to deal with near as much. We had bots. Don't get me wrong. Gay.com had bots.
Right.
You know, chat rooms had bots.
Right.
Old school chat rooms ended up with bots. This is a problem old as time that no one has quite figured out how to get rid of. But at the same time,
right,
in that, if we can overcome the bot problem,
right,
the bot issue, I think we could go backwards a little and start breaking you know, into social spaces,
right.
And treat it like it was, in which case you're dealing with a smaller geographical area.
Right.
You don't have the limitless scroll.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, even the rooms were limited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would have a like, your area, like gay.com, this is how it worked. You had regional sections that broke down. If you were lucky, like, you know, gay.com in that era was, I was in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So Greensboro had its own room.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, you were limited to how many people could be in that room. Mm-hmm. And then it would generate a second room.
Right.
And so, you know, all the overflow, the next people that wanted to come in either had to wait for someone to leave the main,
mm-hmm.
or they went and talked in room two, or room three, or room four, or whatever it got up to on any given moment.
Right.
So you weren't dealing with this, you know, because I've noticed this in games that have chat, is sometimes that gets insane.
Yeah.
Like 30 fucking people in a guild or a league or whatever you want to call it, all trying to talk at once. People are going to have to learn how to do that.
Right.
Like, you can have a very successful room of like a couple of hundred people, but you have to know how to take turns and actually have a conversation.
Right. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, Aquarius. The poor house of Aquarius.
Oh, yes.
There's added information, so we'll drag into this first.
Okay.
Pluto in Aquarius. Mars in Aquarius. Venus into Aquarius. There's three signs that are going to be having a hell of a Valentine's Day.
Aw, Brenda can't get matchmaker, make me a match out of her head.
Aw. Yeah, so what?
Alrighty, so Aquarius is the big problem. What's going on with Aquarius?
Well, it's the house of Aquarius. Not only the zodiac sign, but the house of Aquarius has gotten a little crowded. It's having a little house party.
Okay.
Because we've got the sun and we've got Pluto. in Aquarius right now. Till the 18th, the sun is in Aquarius. Those two are not good friends. Then we have Mars entering Aquarius. Mars has an attitude and a chip on his shoulder, but right behind him, his little girlfriend Venus is popping in. It's going to be a fun but quieter time. Except for three signs.
Anyone except for three signs. All right, what are the three signs getting, like, screwed over in this house party?
Geminis, you got problems. You need to start listening to your gut. You're going to have emotions that are kind of heated. You're going to have to go inward and be thinking just exactly what you're doing. Virgos, it's going to be a rough week that you can't get out of your head, and your head is telling you that you are unloved, unwanted, and a lot of things other than boo-hoo, poor me things. Knock it off. Get your shit together. This is your money-making time, not your love-making time.
Okay.
And, of course, Aquarius, because there's a whole fucking house party.
Oh, no. So what's this doing to Aquarians?
It's like they're bouncing off the walls in 40 directions. They will be good to hold a thought.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. This sounds like quite the astrological event there.
Yes, and if they do not
especially, watch school, well, especially them. This week.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, horrible time for that to happen.
It is. Now, I want to talk about, yeah, expect a lot of strange dreams, expect a lot of financial choices, a lot of head games going on. You had found an Are You the Asshole. I like the title, but they took down the whole Are You an Asshole before we get it because we haven't learned to screenshot yet. Yes, that's my fault. I haven't found a program I like to screenshot with yet. Tell me the synopsis of it. And I want us to talk about it.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I didn't know we were going to keep going with that one, so I didn't keep it up.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, good.
Is expecting a box of chocolates, a card, and flowers, expecting too much from your mate on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the particular situation there was she's also like this was a husband-wife situation. They already have a toddler, she is 30 weeks pregnant. An offhand silly comment turned into an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, basically husbands being husbands, he told her, do not open the wardrobe. Mm-hmm. So she made a comment about that being where he had flowers, chocolate, and a card.
Right.
To which this elicited a bit of an explosion.
Right.
In terms of why do you always have to want more?
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently it was a little vague whether it was just flowers or like flowers and a card.
Right.
But either which way, like we're going to go ahead and say that the expensive parts are going to be the flower and the chocolate. So the card, whether it exists or not, probably isn't the most important part of this.
Right.
But the audacity, apparently, of her to have expected chocolates and flowers,
right.
and flowers, bent him out of shape.
Right.
Brenda said, forget flowers, candy, and a card, jewelry.
I could see jewelry being seen as spoiled because his comment was, you always want more than I provide, and you're just so spoiled. Because I'm seeing that from her comments.
Basically.
Yeah. When he got a homemade cake, a homemade card, and a box of chocolates.
Mm-hmm. I think there could be moments or situations where that may be pushing
it. Okay.
Like, if you and your significant other on Valentine's Day are at a life point in which it truly, honestly, is a big ask.
Right.
I can understand that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, as in, adjust your expectations here. Just anything will do.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you already know the financial situation is just so dire. Now, but if you're responding to your spouse out of the sheer, like, the effort is too much.
Right.
Like, money not being a problem, but the just the effort of flowers, chocolates, and a card is just too much. I'm sorry, you really got to check yourself.
Well, I think you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself on that one. I also think that it's ridiculous. There are standard protocol gifts for Valentine's Day.
There are. Now, there are a lot of people, though, that really fight Valentine's Day as a concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's this commercialization of love. It's just a money grab from corporations to, you know, guilt men into spending money on, you know, or socially guilt men into spending money on, you know, trinkets and gifts.
Right.
Solely to adhere to a social standard.
Right.
Fair enough. We're talking chocolates, a card, and flowers. Right. Not the entire industry of weddings.
Exactly.
And the overpriced party that becomes when you slap the wedding label on it and everything doubles in price.
Exactly. So with that, what is your real, are you the asshole?
All right, so my actual am I the asshole is, am I the asshole for choosing to be with my heartbroken sister for Valentine's Day rather than my husband? This is an older one, but I thought it was fitting for this week. So I, 29 female, am the oldest of two siblings, a brother, 28, and a sister who I will call Emma, 21, for the sake of the post. I'm extremely protective towards my siblings due to our childhood, workaholic parents that were never there. When me and my 30-year-old husband met 7 years ago, I explained I'm basically their mother, and when they need me, I will drop everything to go to them. Even before we got married, I made him promise me that he accepted my loyalty with my siblings will always come first. Recently, my sister did something stupid which caused her childhood sweetheart, whom she'd been with since she was 15, to ghost her. Since the 9th of February, she's been staying at her home, and I've been helping her deal with her first heartbreak, which she's taking bad. Think Bella New Moon, bad. Of course, Valentine's Day being so close, it was going to be harder for her. You can imagine my anger when my husband decorated our bedroom and got me an over-the-top gift basket with extremely expensive makeup skincare. I don't know. I don't know if he made a stupid mistake trying to mean well or if he set out to prove a point, as he's been a bit of a crab towards my sister. He hasn't shown her any pity, nor does he support me treating her like an innocent baby. On Valentine's Day, he called me and said, get ready, he was taking me out to surprise me. Honestly, was needing a break out, and I was glad we weren't fighting anymore. While I was getting ready, my sister entered the room and had a breakdown, which ended in a panic attack. She was still crying in my arms when my husband entered our room dressed in a suit. I just mouthed sorry, and he threw down the roses, screaming, fuck it, I can't take this shit anymore. He came back home around 3 a.m. and slept on the floor of our bedroom, by his own wishes, since he hasn't spoken to me. My brother has told me I was in the right, as family comes first, but my friends are on my husband's side.
Y'all gonna think I'm cold. Husband's right here. You are an asshole for blowing his work he put in for Valentine's Day.
Part of me feels really bad for the sibling.
Right.
I really do. They were together for 6 years. This was her first relationship that, and it had continued into adulthood.
Right.
So she's going through at 21 what most people in a relationship that starts at 15 would go through at 15.
Right.
Because typically your first relationship doesn't last.
Right.
So I have a lot of sympathy for Emma.
Right.
I do. But see, I have to say, I think there's a limit. I think there's a limit.
Well, let's go into why they broke up.
Oh, but wait, there's more. Okay, sorry. I did not know the why did they break up?
They broke up because she cheated on him.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, so she's got a conflicting set of problems there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not that she made a stupid mistake and he ghosted her.
Right.
No. She cheated on him.
Right.
And like a lot of people who get cheated on.
Right.
He peaced out and, you know, this is over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so trying not to let that necessarily color this, because I think there's a greater message here.
Right.
So I'm going to go back to where I thought.
Right.
Like, Emma was a little more innocent.
Right.
And just say, which granted, at 15, you...
Right. Well, you know, everyone blooms a little later.
There is that. There is that. Right. So, but even at that, I think there's a limit. I think there's a point in which you have to understand that you're hurting your sister, the person who cares the most about you, who has literally dropped everything to take care of you in this.
Right.
I don't see why you wouldn't want to try to hold your shit together.
Right.
For one day.
Right.
Let her have this one day. Expect that, no, she's not going to tell you for a very long time what they went and did.
Right.
Because I think that's fair. I think that's fair. You're going through a painful breakup. I don't want to hear anyone else's, like, if I were going through the painful right. breakup, even of my own causing, I don't want to sit there and hear how awesome
right.
Of a Valentine's Day anyone.
Right.
So that's sad. But I think I could hold my shit together and phone a friend or figure out something.
Right.
To do for one day.
Right.
And not even a whole day. Like,
all right.
Just a chunk of it.
Right.
But I also wonder if OP didn't sort of create the problem by not setting boundaries and expectations. I appreciate you want to be there for your siblings through whatever life throws them, because you do feel like you have inherited the role of mother.
Right.
I do, like, I understand that, but I think you have to communicate limits and boundaries.
Yes.
Like any good parent, that you cannot, like, yes, you'll be there for them through anything. You love them beyond all measure. That's fair.
Right.
There's still limits.
Right.
Like, you cannot trash my life and take away everything good from me.
Right.
Solely. because you're having a crisis.
Yeah.
Like, to some degree, you're 21 years old. You need to learn how to handle your shit.
Right.
At least enough. At least enough. Like, you can be a chaotic, disastrous mess.
Mm-hmm.
On the 13th. On the 15th of February.
Mm-hmm.
Even the morning of the 14th.
Right.
But not.
Right.
The evening of the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
The evening of the 14th, you're going to have to hold your shit together for a few hours, watch a movie, phone a friend, get blackout drunk. You're 21 and in heartbreak. Get blackout drunk.
Right. Call up the guy you had a one-night stand with.
Also an option. Also an option.
Right.
You know, find a way to survive for one evening.
Exactly.
Find a way. I think you can. I think at 21, you can survive for an evening with your heartbreak.
Right.
Without dragging your sister into it.
Right.
So that's my response to the innocent Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my response to the less than innocent Emma.
Right. As he holds.
Is well, no. That's me pausing. I kind of have a moment here where you brought this on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I am less sympathetic.
Right.
And I kind of think this is a moment that OP doesn't need to rub her marriage in her face necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But as the mother of her siblings, right, does need to call attention to the fact you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
So buck up. You made very adult choices with very adult consequences, and they're gonna hurt.
Right.
So if you're gonna do the crime.
Right.
You should have figured out if you had the ability to do the time before you did it.
Right.
So, happy Valentine's Day. I'm going out with my husband.
Right.
And you can survive
right
for one evening.
Right.
That would be more of my response there.
Right.
Like, a lot less tenderhearted, a lot less understanding, but still supportive. Like, you're right, my sister. I don't hate you for what you did, but you ain't screwing up my evening.
Exactly. Or my relationship, because this can have permanent consequences. Point blank, it's permanent consequences to their husband's relationship. Now, I like Brenda's provided the husband's side of this.
Oh, yeah. But same boat. Yeah, husband's side here. She's been taking care of sis. One night with husband out of all the babying is not too much to ask. I feel like the brother is like deferring to his sister because that's all he knows how to do.
Right.
Whatever sister says, I'm on your side 100%, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of how that's striking me. Like, I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Exactly.
Like, as in, it's that moment of what could your brother possibly say in the situation? I don't know, sis mom. I think Emma might be a slut who got what she deserved.
Right.
What, do you really expect that? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things that I would sit there and, like, have as a conversation with, like, my siblings.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a hard time in that moment of, like, ooh, damn.
Right.
That's, well, spicy. And that's a life choice one can make. And, right. I don't know what to say here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what? I don't want to trash any of my siblings like that, and be like, you know, that asshole.
Right.
But if that's who my siblings are going to use as their total metric mm-hmm. of whether they're right and wrong in a situation that is specifically this, I hope you know better. And I expect mine do and would not choose one of us as their bellwether
mm-hmm.
in regards to like dropping everything to take care of the other one.
Right.
Like, really? Like, I think you need better sources. You need people more objective that are going to like come to you with better perspectives.
Right.
Like, I think this is one of those situations that you asked too much from your brother on this one
mm-hmm.
to be your metric.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, so that gets us over to the poll, yep. which is up.
And it's on both YouTube stations because I discovered something. Why am I seeing comments? It's because it's on the other YouTube.
Oh, no. All so right.
I went ahead and created it on both. Thank you, Brenda, for covering this direction.
Yes.
Yes.
Very well done. Very well done. All right. So that drops us over. Oh, so what are our poll options? Do we have anything special for Valentine's Day?
We have our standard. Yes, you're an asshole. No, you're not an asshole. Everyone's shitty here, and Dan, you're a dill pickle.
All righty then. So moving on to relationship advice, is Valentine's Day a woman's only holiday where the man is the only one responsible for doing anything? Is it unreasonable to expect the woman to give as much attention to the man as he does her, whether this be surprise gifts, cards, or other romantic gestures, or is this a one-way street? I've always been the one on the hook for showing my wife a good Valentine's Day, but when I think about it, she has never reciprocated this to me. If the holiday is meant to show how much you care about your significant other, wouldn't this apply to both people? Okay, so we're a little broken here because here's the interesting thing about same-sex relationships. The worst question you can ask is which one's the man and which one's the woman? Because we're both men, or ostensibly for lesbian couples, we're both women. So I will at least go with should not apply. Of all the things it wouldn't apply to, this is certainly one of them because no, we're basically having like Valentine's Day as a same-sex couple or same-sex couplings, same-sex relationships. So there is no man, there is no woman in this situation, or again, at least right. there shouldn't be.
Right.
But I think OP brings up a valid point that I have known couples
yeah.
where I think her head would explode.
Right.
At the idea of this is not her queen for a day.
Right. Well, but, you know, in all transparency, we have a precedence.
Okay.
We've always done it this way. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it'll continue this way. It makes life a lot easier for some. Mm-hmm. Things a lot more balanced for others.
Okay.
I do Valentine's Day. I do classic Valentine's Day. They get a dinner. Then you get candy. Then you get a card. They don't get flowers because I don't feel like putting up with the allergy results.
No.
I've done that 1 year and that was a no-go. Thereafter.
Yeah. Flowers were a bad idea.
Yeah, I tried. I really did.
You did. You tried very hard. It was well appreciated.
Okay.
Never again. Plastic flowers are okay, but honestly, who wants plastic flowers?
Right. So, Annie, especially since somebody doesn't like roses on Valentine's Day.
Somebody is me. I do not like, I don't like, I don't like roses on Valentine's Day, let alone any other day of the year.
From a grocery
store. I do not like roses.
From a
grocery store. At all. Plastic, paper, real or otherwise.
Right.
Silk, fabric, I don't care.
Right.
Roses are the fastest way to make me mad.
Unless like, they're growing in a garden and then you're happy with them.
I'm fine with them in a garden in front of the house. Do not try to bring them to me as really? A gift.
Really?
What?
Look to your...
Okay, yeah, but you were trimming the rose bush and it kind of... But still, that's different. You did not go buy them. They're from our front yard. I'm okay with that. I really, right. truly can be okay with that. And they weren't, I will say, it wasn't really a gift. It was so much as, I cut a bunch of these. You want some?
Yeah, I didn't make a big precedence for them. I said, here's roses for you, honey. Anyhow, same thing as I do when the lilies bloom.
They come in and go into a vase. And that's fine. I like lilies. Lilies are great. Mm-hmm. I have a specific lily I like, but that's a whole different story.
Right. Moving forward, though.
Mm-hmm.
Our precedence is this, and maybe some couples will like to adapt this. So I am responsible for Valentine's Day. My deal, my box. They, however, get to prepare the Privy Council and figure out what happens on March 14th.
Mm-hmm. He keeps trying to make this a thing.
I don't even just have to make it a thing. It is a Wikipedia page.
For those of you who do not know what March 14th is.
Right.
I somewhat urge you to not Google it. But I know you're gonna, and it's not that bad. Just let's clarify, it is not safe for work.
Right.
Don't Google this while you're at work.
Right.
Brent is over here lending credence. It's real, Joe! It's real! Do you even know what we're talking about, Brendan?
Yes, she does.
Has he made you a convert? Like, I swear to God, he's gonna become... Okay, fine. We're just going to say it. March 14th is supposedly a lovely holiday known as Steak and Blowjob Day. And I swear his retirement plan, if ever he retires, will be to roll his gray-haired, wrinkly senior citizen self from house to house preaching the good news of March 15th.
It's very easy to do. You order me a blue steak, and you close off my books for the night. Not that complicated.
He's tried so hard on this one. Yes, Mika, that's what I said, is what the hell?
Right.
Oh, so Brenda's and Brenda's ex used to celebrate it. Yes, I know what it is. Fair enough.
It settles the battle of who's making the dinner reservations. It settles the battle of, well, I don't ever get anything, and you get flowers and candy and jewelry and that shit once a year. Settles
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I like... It's not like you get nothing.
No, I get a large deposit 5 days later.
Well, but technically there is alternative Valentine's Day because we know there is no way you can work. Or more importantly, not work on the 14th. Like right. financially. Y'all, there's no way I could ask for that. Because he's going to be very busy tomorrow.
Right.
Or, well, no. Yes, tomorrow. Wow.
Yep.
God, it's like I blinked and we it became tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Brenda's like, thank you for thinking I'm innocent, though. I you know, I didn't know if we were having a sycophant moment and you were just like, whatever Aeson says, it's the gospel. Praise Aeson. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know where we were. I didn't know. I know. What? It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
You want a super fan? I know you do.
Yeah, I have enough. I'm the president of them. She keeps them in line.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Yes, it has a Wikipedia page. He always has to bring up the Wikipedia page. It has a Wikipedia page!
And other references. 36 of them.
Oh, it has 36 references.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Although, mm-hmm. although a less popular related day,
mm-hmm.
don't know if anyone noticed, this one's attached to Steak and Blowjob Day. April 14th
mm-hmm.
is Cake and Cunnilingus Day. In odd holidays you did not know about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it even supports the Prostate Cancer Foundation.
Yes.
Aww. It's taking... Oh, platform to raise for breast cancer research. Okay, that's fair. All right. You got me with the breast cancer research. We'll celebrate. And Mika's over here like, oh my God! Oh, Brenda's not the super fan.
Yeah, no, she's the president of the circle.
Okay. They are effectively recognitions / commentaries on Valentine's Day. It's kind of a weird offshoot of like the general, like there is a general theory and there's enough to support it culturally that Valentine's Day is mostly a women's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe not to the extreme that it's been taken by, the relationship advice poster, at where what they're experiencing, like not even a card. Girl, you can do a card. You can get your husband a card, your boyfriend a card.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying you have to go buy him jewelry and gifts and you know, all that, but you can do a card.
All right.
Okay. Do get your man a card.
Sure.
All right, straight people, get your man a card. But there is this kind of Steak and Blowjob Day started as a backlash by men against Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's basically supposed to be the other half of Valentine's Day. That's where Steak and Blowjob Day comes from. Is feeling unappreciated for the things that you do for as a man, for the things that you do for women on Valentine's Day. Oh, but that wasn't enough. It couldn't stop there. So because of Steak and Blowjob Day, this apparently ticked off women who created Cake and Cunnilingus Day as a response to Steak right. and Blowjob Day. So it has been adopted in multiple countries as a day to emphasize female enjoyment and honor women.
All right.
Yes. So that's where we're at. I don't know how many more tits and tats this is going to go through.
Well, it's gone on for more than 22 years.
No. I mean, though, Valentine's Day was viewed as a, you know, primarily women's holiday.
Right.
That then kicked off Steak and Blowjob Day that was seen as patriarchal and anti-feminist.
Mm-hmm.
Which then kicked off Cake and Cunnilingus Day.
Right.
It's like, guys, really? Calm yourself. We don't need any more holidays in retribution. You've created two off of the original.
Well, and that's because Valentine's Day has such a sordid history.
Okay. Take it away.
I mean, we have the Valentine's Day Massacre. We have the Saint Valentine, which is very controversial, from 1382.
I mean, there's a lot going on with Valentine's Day. There's no mistaking that. It's a very old holiday.
Right. You know, I'm not sure, you know, the original celebration, I'm not sure it would really go well in, you know, today's society.
Probably not.
You know,
this all started in 269.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day started in 269.
Mm-hmm.
Because of a priest in Rome who was martyred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. So what is the problem with the Feast of St. Valentine? Why wouldn't we want to go?
Well, I'm not sure you want to throw apples at your love.
I mean, can they be frozen? I mean, I'm sorry, would they be frozen?
You know, stoning them with apples, I don't think would be the best.
Probably not. But you probably worked out a lot of aggression.
I know.
Like, annually, you would work out a lot of aggression.
But does he really love me?
Flap. Aw, he hit me with an apple.
Right. Or, you know, kidnapping.
He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me.
Or, you know, being the 14th, celebrating it like they did in the 14th century, where you just come and kidnap the person you want to have a relationship with and force them to marry you.
You know, that seems a little... That seems troublesome.
Now, I don't think either of those traditional celebrations would be appropriate.
I mean, plus, how screwed up does it have to be sitting around on Valentine's Day and you're mad because no one loved you enough to kidnap you?
Right.
Like, that seems like it would create trauma.
Right.
I'm just saying, it would create trauma.
Yeah. You know, I don't think this would go over well.
Probably not.
You know, so there's a lot of people that has a problem. I like this idea.
A holiday a month would work? So what, alternate steak and blowjob, cake and cunnilingus, just all year long?
Well, just, you know, different stages of your relationship. different forms of relationships.
That's I'm just saying January is going to be a sucky month.
Not really. Blankets and cuddling day.
Blankets and cuddling day?
Uh-huh.
You think that's is that your end of cycle or beginning of cycle?
Beginning of cycle. I'll gladly send you into a blanket.
Well, because this is going to have to be cyclical.
Uh-huh.
Where is your end of cycle? Is that December?
No, Halloween.
Fair enough. Day of the Dead. I get it. Should have seen that one coming, yeah.
Yeah, date your vampire day.
Okay, so that means September is going to be like shuffleboard and diapers day?
No.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to talk about the whole cycle.
Roll your husbands and leaves day. Roll your husband and leaf day.
Okay. What? Oh, which, I'm sorry, we missed it. Which is the one that y'all like? Sorry, we have a little bit of a delay, so it's hard to know which one of us got credit for that one. Oh, so Indicycle is planting a new rose bush in back, Joe. In September? That's a horrible time to plant roses, isn't it?
No, that's right when they're in dormant phase.
Okay, fair enough. Plant a rose bush, diapers, and shuffleboard. Just saying. Blankets and Cuddles Day. Yeah, it was Blankets and Cuddles. Okay, I was just curious. I thought maybe it was Diapers and Shuffleboard. I don't know you people. Sometimes y'all get excitable about things and there's no telling which direction you went.
Right. You know,
like you could have equally gone with, you know, the Halloween commentary.
Mm-hmm.
Date your vampire. Y'all could have been all about that. I would not have known the difference.
Yeah.
Again. All right.
You know, holidays used to be about social interactions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've gotten away from them, and that's problematic.
I don't know, we now have, like, it's not just a holiday a month, it's like a holiday a day.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. Have you not seen the literally, I think it's called the National Day Calendar? Like, every day has something now.
Right, but that's not what I'm saying. It's like, holidays originally was to bring about community and interact with community. If we go back to the oldest holidays of holidays, it was about connecting with your community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And celebrating parts of your community. We've lost that. I mean, fucking Oreo now. There's an Oreo flavor for every different month.
There is. And there's a Walmart somewhere getting in trouble for having an ice cream of the month.
Exactly.
Because, Lord, Walmart cannot.
I know. Anyhow, that's just my thoughts. I think it would be very cute to have a couple's calendar with a holiday a month.
Okay, see, now that... Okay, I got you now. See, I thought you were just wanting a holiday a month. And it was like, we already have a holiday a day.
No, I'm talking specifically about focusing on relationships.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. All right, so let me go and put the polls together and see what we got.
All right. Interesting you choose Halloween as your day for end of relationship, Mr. The Yellow Ones Are Amazing.
Hey.
Because there is a small chance we could have lost you that night.
Yeah, probably not. I've had worse.
All right. So where's our poll? What'd we do?
Checking. I ran them on both. YouTube, really? They're wanting to tell me my premium benefits.
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
Did you forget to renew?
No, they've added new benefits for us, and it's like, really?
Not today, Satan. Not today. Tomorrow. I'm in a show. Did you not see my schedule?
All right. It's literally so, Universal, you are an asshole.
For choosing to take care of your sister over your husband on Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
All right. I wear that asshole proudly.
In my thoughts, two tears in a bucket. You cheated on his ass. You knew the boundaries of the relationship. You blew them out the wall by getting drunk with your coworker. Call him up and get drunk again. Stop moping the fuck around. You blew your option. Now you need to reinvest in a new one.
Fair enough. Like, again, adult consequences for adult actions.
Exactly. Alrighty. So, first of all, I do want to thank all our subscribers to the newsletter. And just to put it out there, we've dropped our first exclusive for our newsletter this year.
We did. That went out earlier today. So, yeah, there are reasons to sign up for that newsletter. So, if you haven't done so, go to aceandknight.com and smack that newsletter button.
Exactly.
All right, so of course we want to thank Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda, Shannon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devin. If you'd like to learn more about us, the show, or how you too can become a Patreon sponsor and receive all the wonderful benefits our baristas receive, please visit us at pcsbnetwork.com.
Yes, and you can always join the Patreon and get advantage of even higher discounts and even more exclusive material.
Absolutely. Oh, and you even dropped the link for the newsletter in the comments. It's right there. Just go click it. Smack it. Smack it. Smack the button. Smack the link. Smack it. Smack it.
Yep. Join the newsletter. Get, you know, updates. Get exclusives. You get to know the show, you know, where the shows are going to be. Of course, we have a pretty set schedule, but you get a sneak peek at a lot of things differently. You can always find also stuff over here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So with that, guys, we will see you Thursday night.
Yes.
Yes. With Lady Gwendolyn. We'll be having coffee and tea and dishing some dirt. Good night, y'all.
Good night.